WSAA 336 monitoring. WSOC 793 monitoring, Florida.
USVI 432 mobile and monitoring.
Sounding good, 432. This is WSAA 336.
WSAA 336. You're sounding pretty good yourself there. Where are you located?
In Saginaw. You?
Right outside Flint, over in Burton.
Copy that. Heading to work?
Negative. I'm going to Tim Hortons to grab my morning fix and heading to Menards or Walmart to get a tractor battery for the lawnmower.
Copy that. Fun stuff today.
Roger that. I don't think I'm going to get much work done in the yard. The rain going on, but whatever. At least I'll have it.
Roger that. Well, you have a good day, and drive careful.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good morning and day yourself, and I'll talk at you another time. WSGI 432, clear and monitoring.
WSAA 336, I'm clear and monitoring.
WSGH 92, monitoring.
Morning, 92. WSOC 793.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Sucking cup. Waking up. I just turned on monitoring. I tried to call you yesterday, but you weren't coming back to me. I don't know if I had was having malfunctions or what. But I did.
Well, you're up one cup on me. I'm on my first cup. Yesterday I wasn't around. I was outside working. Finally got my antenna up for the ham band side. So I'm glad I got that done.
Oh, okay. How's that going for you?
Very good. Loving it. It's a whole lot of other opportunities out there for different repeaters and stuff to talk on, for sure. I haven't even gotten into the digital side of it yet, Echo Link and all that. Just a ton of stuff out there to chat on, I guess.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, like I said, I have them programmed in my scanner. And, before I even got into GMRS, I had all the GMRS frequencies and the meter frequencies. That's why I bought the scanner for. I just wanted to listen to those guys. And, there's a hell of a lot more. I don't know if I could say different world, but there's a whole lot more going on with the news. There's GMRS, roger.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was listening to some guys here, local guys, last night on Simplex, so it's kind of cool. Now that I got my antenna up, I can hear a lot better now, but yeah, it really opens up a lot more for you, for sure.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I gotta get my motivation up sometime, man, to look into that. It's interesting, but I was interested, but then I think maybe GMRS slowed me down a little bit. But I know there's a lot more, you know, and I always hear the, what do you call it when a guy gets out there and moderates all the people, network or something. Anyway, yeah, question of the day and stuff there, Roger.
Yeah, they call it a net, and usually they got a guy that's net control, and, you know, everybody will call in with their call sign. Like you said, he'll usually have a topic, whether it's on antennas or, you know, various things, and, yeah, people call in and chit-chat, and they pass it around and stuff. That's kind of cool. Yeah, they have those. There's a ton of nets. I mean, at noon, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, there's a kid's net one day. It's kind of cool. The kids get on there and do it. But, yeah, there's a lot of nets and stuff. And I'm sure I'll hear a lot more now that I got the antenna up.
Yeah, Roger. Only thing is sometimes, man, when there's a lot of them out there, you know, on the net or whatever, and you have a lot of them, you know, you got to pass it to the next guy. You know, give it over to 793 when you're missing that. And I always think to myself, how do they even remember? You know, you get to talking and everything, and then when you get an AMT, you think, well, am I supposed to pass it to again?
That's the responsibility of the net controller or net control.
Yeah, they got DP to it. Yeah, net control does all that. He does what they call check-ins. He'll take all the check-ins, and then he'll go from the top of the list and start calling people once they're done. You know, he goes to the next guy.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I know. I know that part. But there's times I don't know. Maybe, you know, but I've heard them. Heard the individual operators say, "Okay, I'm gonna give it over to do." And, you know, when there's a ton of them, I think, "Wow, how do you remember?" But yeah, I know it's a nuts. Yeah, he starts at the top of the list, or some works his way down. And, everything. It sounds good, though. It sounds pretty cool. I like it, like a round table thing. You know, do that out here, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that. I don't know why they don't do that, but I guess you got to have permission, you know, from the repeater owner. To do that, and I'm not sure why they don't do it over here, but I don't know. I figured within 2 months in GMRS, I was going to get my AM license, so, and, you know, it's nice to be able to go back and forth, you know. It's, sometimes there's nothing going on over there, and, you know, there's stuff going on over here, and so I'll probably flip back and forth.
WRCY 565. The GMRS band, if used properly, could be a great stepping stone for ham operators. You know, you're going to learn things like round tables and nets and how they work and how they function. It's not that complex, but it makes a great stepping stone. You learn how to leave gaps between conversations so other people can break in properly. Nobody's jumping on each other or anything. It's there, It's just got to be learned and utilized. That's all. WRCY 565, we're clear.
I agree, but he's right. But there's nobody over here. That's what I was, because I was thinking of the same meter before I even got to know GMRS, but I figured GMRS and the meter are so similar in a way, really, that's why I got an added GMRS first, to see if I can handle it.
Learn by making a mistake.
Well, like I said, my interest was in 2 meter, still is, but GMRS kind of slowed me down a little bit there. And, you know, but I'm going to eventually get into it and get it there, Roger.
I copy, but you both copy. You guys both stepped on each other, but I was able to get the gist of what both of you said. You know, in NETs, they do, like the other gentleman said, the NET controller makes the list and then follows the list. In a conversation like a round table, the three of us are talking. I know Dave, and I don't know the other gentleman's name, and I apologize. But you normally would handle it like I just last heard Dave. I'm talking, I'll hand it over to the next person, and then when it comes back around, after he's done, it goes to Dave. And how do you keep track of it? You hold the microphone in one hand, and you carry a pencil and paper in the other, and you just, you know, work it out. And if somebody joins in, you fit them in. Over on the ham side, there's a nice little round table that goes on. I think some of you people may know who Sean is, and a couple other guys, and it's on the 2.6 there on the ham side. And, you can hear it. You know, some people write it down. They're on the road riding, but, you know, they got a notepad right there. You can, like, suction cup to your dash, keep notes. But, yeah, it's just a matter of taking your time, leaving gaps in between, practice it here so when you get over to the ham side, you'll have it all mastered. The same thing with logbooks, you know. I timed out there, my star, my bad, I wasn't watching the light. It's the same thing with logbooks. I'm trying to get Jack to learn how to use logbooks, and you'll find that when you get over to the ham side, there's no rhythm to the call signs. They're all different, so with things, again, the things you practice on the GMRS side will help you a lot when you get to the ham side. Gentlemen, have a great day. WRCY 565 on this side, W8RCY on the other side. I'll let you guys continue on.
9-2-2. 565, thank you for the info and very well said. I totally agree with everything you said. I just wish there was more ham guys on this side teaching that etiquette. The 2 months I've been out here, no one's really, I guess, explained how to do things or what have you. I think when people screw up and leave the Roger beep on or what have you, a lot of people get yelled at. You know, it's like, turn your Roger beep off. You know, it just, I don't know. I wish there was more people over on this side that actually trained you a little bit better rather than yell at you.
Well, it's just a matter of patience. People have to learn, and you try to say, you know, in the last, 2.5 years now, at the start of 2023, this big network was launched. And a lot of people tried to explain to them, you know, things like Roger beeps and leaving bigger gaps and so on and so forth. And nobody was doing it. And that's what became frustrating, and that's why people just said, all right, it's just going to become, pardon my language, a poop show. And that's what it's turned into. That's my opinion, and I don't care who's listening. I'm frustrated. I'm at a point right now where I'm ready to chuck it. I've been on GMRS since 1978. For 50 years, I procrastinated getting a ham ticket. Well, this past August, 50 years later, I finally broke down and got a ham ticket. And it is a different world. It's a different etiquette. It's a different protocol. And if you think you're going to get yelled at on this side, on the GMRS side, wait till you get to the AM side. They're going to be a lot less patient with you. They'll try to help you. They'll try to explain to you, just like helping you get your HAM ticket. But there's going to be that point, and you might start getting snapped at there. All right, I'm out of here. I got to get my day started. WRC Wi-Fi 65.
All right, 565. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Dane, did you learn anything?
Yeah, learned quite a bit there, believe it or not. Good morning, 565. Appreciate it. Yeah. That's why I wanted to hear some more. That's why I just keyed up and let you handle it, because you both hams anyway. And just listening and learning. I agree. The GMRS is a stepping stone. GMRS is where you learn to, you know, be patient between keys and, you know, WSFZ 793 ID and things like that. And he was right about all that, because that's what I was going to do. I wanted to get my HAM ticket, but then, you know, once I started rolling through GMRS, you know, like I said, it's like, you know, I can go. Next week or something, I'll start, or things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm a little bit different, though. I knew after being out here 2 months, I wanted to continue and go and get my ticket. So, I just knew there was a whole bunch of other stuff on the other side, including HF, which I'm really, really excited about trying to set up a good antenna and basically talk around the world type of stuff. But that's what really interests me, you know, is the HF side of things.
Yeah, Roger. What class did you pass? You can go HF?
Yeah, you can't get on some of the bands, but, you know, you can get, oh, shit, I don't know, there's a whole list of them. There's 10 meters you can get on as a technician. That's what I got, was a technician. I think it's 15 meters you can get on, 40 meters, and 80 meters you can get on as a technician.
Yeah, Roger, you swore again. I'm going to have to turn you in, man. I can't take this. There's no swearing out here. Anyway, well, that's all the HAM bands, HF bands, 40, 20, 80, and 10. And I think there's 15. There's a couple HAM bands in there, at 21 megahertz and 18 megahertz or something. I tuned through them. I never find anything, though. I always find activity on 40, 20, and 80, and when the conditions are right, 10-meter rolls. But, well, you got it all then, man. I mean, get yourself a couple thousand watts and a nice big set of beams up there, and, you know, you got yourself together.
Yeah, it makes you definitely want to continue on to get your general, for sure. So, all right, Dave, I'm going to get back out of here for a bit and go grab me a second cup of coffee. You're one up on me, so we'll chat later for sure. WSGH 922, we'll be clear on your final.
Hey, Roger that, Greg. Good morning to you. Good talking to you. Sounding good over here. Maybe talk later or something there. I'm going to do the same. I'm going to sit back, monitor, drink my coffee, and I don't know, whatever, till my head clears up. I don't know, whatever else. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, my friend, WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring. WSFZ 202, sometimes it's just good for a visit. On time, 202.
USCI 432 mobile monitoring.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the radio. Morning to you, sir. I've got some heavy background noise on your transmission, but I did copy parts of it. Yep,
welcome
5 and a half
Bob.
Months. We survived the disaster. I did have a generator, so all systems go here, and the National Guard is arriving in numbers.
Sorry, Bob, I doubled up on you.
WRCY 565.
Oh, he's back. Good morning time to you, Bob. You're back. Good to hear you. Good to hear you back in there. WSOZ 793.
Roger that, brother. Like I said, it's been a long 5 and a half months, but as far as the storm goes, yeah, it's catastrophic. As you well know, you're watching the news down there, but me and my folks, Mission 6, provided fuel, generators, and food for everybody. So had the generator, I had the electric blanket and the refrigerator plugged in, so I was good to go, and I'll be in touch, brother. We'll talk soon. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Yeah, Roger that, Bob. I've been getting reports from Kurt on how you're doing and everything. Yeah, it's pretty messy up there from what I've seen. Good to see that you're doing okay, though, and you're back on here. That's great, man. Glad to hear you. Anyway, you have a good morning, too. I'm going to go back to monitoring. I know there's other people who want to jump in here and say hi to you, so we'll talk to you in a little bit. My friend, WSFZ 793 monitoring.
That. We'll talk soon again, I'm sure. You and yours be safe. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
WSZU 202, good to have you back to the Bob. WRZP 544, this is Jerry. Glad you're all healthy.
Roger that, sir. WRZP 544. Big shout out to Kurt as well. I'm sure he kept you all abreast. Yeah, we are safe. We are warm and dry, plenty of food and water. And as I said, the National Guard has arrived up here in numbers, so things are beginning to get back to normal. It's still, people are going to be without power for a week, week and a half in the outlying areas. But so far, so good.
Yeah, Bob, if you remember, I have family with Mother Breaker, well, if you visit it, their point, yeah, so they had a pretty rough season to get through it.
Roger that. Yes, I do remember, and that's good to hear that they're okay as well. All right, we won't tie it up. Be safe, and I'm sure we'll do it again, sir. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to be back up and running. WRZP 544, clear on your final, sir.
WSZU 202, and we're also clear. Take care.
Did I just hear Sheboygan, Bob? WRFX 966.
966, you sure indeed do. Sheboygan Bob here, WRZP 544.
Well, my friend, it's good to hear you again. We haven't heard from you in months. Snow must not be ankle deep, I mean, thigh deep anymore.
I'm glad to hear you're back on the air and doing well, sir.
Do that. Me and mine sure appreciate everybody. And, yep, all systems go, as I say. I spoke with one of the linemen here who's a 35-year veteran of his profession. And he said he's never seen such devastation, hurricanes, tornadoes. This kind of took the cake for him. But as I said, recovery is still slow. And, of course, the National Guard is here, and we have all kind of resources coming to our rescue, if you will. So, yes, thank you for your prayers and thoughts, and we'll do it again, I'm sure. You and yours be safe as well. Got the RZP 544. Clear on your final, sir.
Well, at least now I know it's somewhat safe to go up to my property. You take care. Have a great weekend. Enjoy what's going on. Hopefully it's getting warmer up there. WRFX 966, I'll be clear.
WRWB 489.
What's happening over there? WSOZ 793.
What's going on, Dave?
Nothing but the usual normal morning. Just sitting here drinking the coffee and listening to the radio and, I don't know, looking crap up on the computer there, right?
Yeah, I hear you. Just turn this thing on here and figured I'd see what's out there. Roger.
Yeah, Roger, there's a few people out here, and Sheboygan Bob is back on the air, and that's great. I'm really happy about that. John, kick that bike over yet?
Negative. He hasn't touched it yet, so he's been working on other stuff.
You're probably afraid to kick it over. He might not have confidence in his work enough. He's probably afraid to kick the thing over and have stuff come flying out. Roger.
Well, like I said, when he first got it home, it acted like it wanted a fire, but the problem was that the rings were, you know, they were stuck, and the thing sat. So, that's the bottom line.
So what, he just pulled the jug off the piston and unstuck the rings and put the jug back on?
I do believe he rehomed it. But he didn't, I don't think he replaced the rings. I think he's got the same rings on there, as far as I know, and the same piston.
That's John, still John. Why buy new rings for it when these look okay, even though they've been stuck inside the piston and probably got some rust on them? But they look like they'll work. I'm going to buy new rings and slap this thing back together. Well, no, he shouldn't have nothing to worry about if that's all he did. He did hone the cylinder. That was good. That was something I'd have done, too. But, just wondering. Maybe he's not afraid to take it over. He just wants it as a showpiece there, okay?
Well, maybe.
See the big man lately?
Yeah, we hung out yesterday for a little while.
Yeah, Roger that. I was thinking about giving him a call today and touch base and see what's happening and set up a time to come over. And I got these batteries here and stuff, and
And grabbed that power supply off of him. And, just call him up. I'm going to call him up, set up a time. Nice one day can do business on the patio. Roger.
We're going to be getting, a lot of jobs coming in here pretty soon. So we got some guys coming in there. Anyway.
What are you talking about, radio jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm going to give him a call here. Hours due. And, just go through the stuff. All right, Mike, I'm going to go ahead and get on the side, open the frequency, and monitor and drink my coffee. Good talking to you, man. It's been a while. You ain't been out here in a while. I called for you a couple times just to see if you were monitoring. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSOZ 793, clear up your final.
Yeah, no, I've just been listening and monitoring, and that's about it. And we'll touch more about it on the phone. But, all right there, we'll catch you later. This is WRWZ 489, we'll be standing by. Good morning, Mr. Holly. Yeah, I couldn't copy that. You're breaking up a lot of 2RM with your transmission.
I don't know why I didn't do anything to it.
Is there any way you can switch radios?
Let me try the other one. WSDQ 996.
Oh, that one seems to be better. It could be that microphone that you're using. It could just be faulty.
That does, sometimes the audio sounds kind of skinny. So it could be the microphone.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because this one that you're talking on now seems to sound a lot better.
I'm going to get back to what I was doing at WSDQ 993D monitoring.
All right there, Polly. We'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSAX 712 mobile monitoring.
WICP 54 Sheboygan County Bob monitoring the frequency.
WRYC 589 on and monitoring.
WRZP, WIUG 488, Jack, are you on the frequency? WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the radio.
Hey Bob, this is Dave from Flint, Michigan. Just wondering how I sound up there.
WRZP 544.
four. Hey, well, you sound good. Good crystal clear modulation. We just got back online here late yesterday afternoon after being down for, 5.5, 6 months here on the network. So it's good to be back online as well. Yep, you're doing what you're supposed to do, sir.
Awesome. Thank you. You have a nice day.
As well. WRZP 544, monitor.
Station 544, station 544, good morning, WSGH 922.
Morning, 922, this is WRC 589.
Good morning, 589, I was calling Bob up there in Sheboygan. Bob, you got a copy?
I do. Crystal clear. Go ahead, sir, and good morning to you.
Morning, Bob. Just wanted to welcome you back. Yeah, it's been a while. I heard you guys got a big storm up there, and you're recovering. So I just wanted to wave my hat at you there and say hello this morning. Name is Greg here, and I am down working off the Flint repeater, WSGH 922.
Pleasure to meet you, Greg. No, as you're maybe aware watching the news down there, now that the National Guard is here, resources are beginning to flow. However, there are still people in the outlying areas who can't get out of their house due to tree damage. But things are getting back to normal, and the power's coming back on slowly. So we made it fine. We're blessed. So all systems go, Greg. I appreciate the contact. I'm sure we'll do it again. So you have a safe day. WRZP 544.
Okay, Bob. Wish you all the best up there, and hope you guys get back to normal here soon. We will talk at you later. WSGH 922 will be clear.
WRF, W995, online and monitoring.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. You on the frequency, Jack? No contact, WRZP 544, clear the frequency and monitoring.
544 from Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810. Welcome back to the world of the living. How are you, my friend?
10. I would be amiss if I didn't say it's good to be back up on the air. All systems go here. Did have a generator, electric blanket, kept the refrigerator cold, so all systems go. However, now that the guard here, things will slowly get back to normal. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I know a couple people that have been in touch with you have been kind of keeping us updated. Kurt there has been pretty good about letting us know that you're still alive and well up there. We definitely missed you on the air. I just pulled into my driveway, but I heard you call out there, and I absolutely had to wait for a minute to say hello to you.
Do that. Most appreciated, sir. You know it's always a pleasure. Do what you're going to do and be safe, and I'm sure we'll do it again, brother. WRZP 544, clear on your final, sir.
Roger that. Again, it's always a pleasure. Glad to hear you on the air again and missed you. Glad you're doing well. And we will talk again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, we're clear. Have a good one. Be safe.
WSFZ 793, back in Congress.
RCP 347 mobile monitoring. Morning 347, this is WRYC 589 operating out of Flint, Michigan.
589, good morning. This is Dan out of Redford Township heading over to the east side to deposit over some hazardous waste at the recycling bay.
Nice, that's always a fun event.
Well, I have my trusty four-legged companion here, a cup of coffee, and a full tank of gas. So, yes, we are prepared.
Well, you have a great day. This is WRYC 589, clear and monitoring.
You as well, WRTP 347, clear, monitoring.
WSTU 844 monitoring.
WSTU 202 over monitoring.
Good morning, 202, WSTU 844.
Good morning to you, Sherman. How are you feeling this morning?
Pretty well, pretty well. How about yourself?
Hanging in there. Been up for a while. Had breakfast. Wrapped my wrist up. Going through some carpal tunnel problems. I just get ready to lay down and take a nap because I'm a lazy boy.
Roger, roger. I'm sorry about that carpal tunnel. Heard a lot, it's not too good.
I had the left hand done about a month ago, you know, so now the right one's just dying to be a pencil, you know how that goes.
Yeah, copy that. I just heard the Sheboygan machine is up and running.
Oh yeah, that it is, man. Boy, it was really glad. I'm really glad to hear that guy Bob talking, you know, today through the storm, and he was getting a lot of attention, that was for sure. Yeah, he was missed out here.
Yeah, copy that. So, is he the only one on that machine, or be able to hear other people from that area up there?
I don't remember the call sign, but there was a gentleman out here this morning. I think he was pretty close to him. I don't know exactly where. I wasn't really paying attention, but he's up there somewhere.
Copy that. Hopefully it's a strong system. Gentleman that I talked to that lives in the area of Livingston County, Shawassee County, something like that. He's up there checking on the in-laws. So hopefully, I just gave him an instant message to let him know that the system was up and running, so maybe he'll be able to get that repeater from where he is.
Yes, I have family that's like 12 miles as a crow flies north of him. Right there on Bullet Lake. I was trying to get them to pick up one of these radios so, you know, we could talk instantly, you know, because I mind down all the time, you know. But they're not too suave on the radio thing, so, but yeah, they had some hard times up there due to trees falling, and one of them going to work across the bridge, so they could go to work for a while, but I guess they survived it.
Yeah, copy that. My parents live between Skoda and Altina, and they were without power for a while. They have a generator, but I couldn't get a hold of them because their home phone was down and cell phones were down. So I called Alcona County 911, and they sent a car up there, and nicely she called me back, let me know they were fine. So my parents went down to Tawas yesterday and called me on their cell phone, let me know that they were okay. So thank God for that. So if that repeater is strong enough to hit Alcona County, I might not get my parents one of these. I think that's probably not that strong.
Did you say Alcona?
Roger, roger.
Yes, I did hear that place one time.
Yeah, there's, there's Lincoln, Mayo, what else is Glennie? Towns around where my parents are.
Yeah, it's pretty nice up there. We were up there for a while, you know, growing up, and the work wasn't there for me. You know, they had one store up there that did flooring, and they didn't have enough work to keep me busy, so we came back down here for sure.
Yeah, I know. People really can't make a living up there. It's just good for retirees. But, you can only do so much when you get up there in age. We've got 40 acres up there, and trying to get my parents to move closer down, but my dad does, my mom doesn't. So, and yeah, they got to travel ways for doctor visits and stuff. So, I don't know.
I don't know the exact miles, what it is from Paris Point on Muller Lake. It's different from town, but there's no traffic lights. It only takes about, 20 minutes or so to get there. But yeah, you're right, there's everything so far away up there, Craig.
Yeah, copy that. They do their shopping for groceries and stuff once a month. They have to go up to Alpena to Walmart or Meijer. And, they go into Lincoln for meat and stuff. But, it's beautiful up there. Love it. And they're not too far from Lake Huron, so it's beautiful.
Hey, Sherman, I'm going to get out of here, okay? WSDU 202, we're going to clear on your final, okay, buddy?
Roger that, Scott. Great talking to you. And have yourself a fine one. We'll talk at you later. WSDU 844 will be clear and standing by.
WSUR 566 to 844. Got a copy?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. WSDU 844. How's it going, bud?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Just got up a little while ago, trying to get myself motivated.
Yeah, copy that. We've been up for a little bit. I had to go underneath the house and check it out. Most of the water is gone, but there's some puddles here and there, so I disconnected the pump and put a fan down there, and hopefully that takes care of it.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that water, I know. I have a lot of water in my backyard, too. In the back, it looks like they can clear it, too, out in my backyard when it rains so hard.
Yeah, we're all right here. We got maybe some low spots in our backyard, but the farmer's field looks like it has a couple rivers when we get a lot of rain. But, it goes away fast.
Yeah, it takes a couple days or a week for mine to go down, too, so.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I don't know if you overheard our conversation with Scott, but the Sheboygan repeater up north is working now, so might be hearing some traffic from up around that way. I don't know how strong that repeater is, but looking forward to talking to some people up there.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, I got a friend of a friend that has a place up in Curran up there, off of right in Curran there. But there's a gas station there. And I forget the name of that road, but he's got 400 acres up there, and he's got a wood cabin up there. And you should see the wood shop he has. I mean, it would blow your mind. I mean, he's got the professional stuff in there, the planers and all that stuff. He makes tables. He makes things. But I go bird hunting up there, and I went first time I went last year. It's beautiful.
I was going to ask you if that's where you go bird hunting, because I remember last year or so you posted some pics of you and the birds when you went hunting. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, Blue and Nacho Pheasants that you see me with, I shot up there by you. There's state land up there, and off of M24 up there, and it's like a put and take. The DNR puts birds out in the field. It's not like hunting the wild ones, but yeah, I do pheasant hunt up there, but when I go grouse hunting and stuff, I'll go up in the thumb, but there's not too many up there anymore. But if I go, I like to go. Like I said, I went last year and I got spoiled. I don't think I'll ever hunt any grouse out here anymore.
Copy that. Yeah, I think Metamora has a game preserve or where you can hunt.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name of the road up there where there's a bunch of state land up there. Like, I don't know if there's a road up there off of 24 called Barnes Road, and there's a bunch of state land up in there.
Yeah, there is. But I think also a preserve, a hunting preserve up near Carl off of 46.
Yeah, up there off of 46 in Carroll, that's one area I hunt up there. But yeah, there's parts reserved there, but there's state land up there too that you can hunt off of 46 there too. But I hunt way over more toward the north up there by Kingston, and that's a hunting called Detroit State Game Area. I usually go hunting up there, pheasants and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's the area I'm talking about. It's right off of 46. It's you can see it's fenced in area, and you can see deer and stuff like that.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I don't like to do hunting like that because they're penned in there. You know, it's not like hunting wild deer. You know, wild, but they give them a chance. They don't even have a chance. They're penned in the area. That's not hunting to me.
No, I feel the same way. You're right. Yeah, it's not fair for the animal. So, yeah, we used to do deer hunting up at my property where my parents live years, God, 30, 40 years ago. And I went twice, and I don't know, it wasn't for me. I love to shoot with my camera, just sit there and watch the world go by.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, your mom and dad are up in that area. They're close up to where I'm at. They probably got birds on their property. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yes. Walking through the woods, I've geared up a lot of pheasants up there last time I was walking around. But it's a lot of wood, a lot of timber down through the rough winds and stuff. And yeah, they had it cleared out 40 years ago. And they hacked up the land.
Well, sometimes they do that, Sherman. They call it clear cutting. Now the DNR do it, or the Forest Service will do it for the wildlife and stuff, so it regrows. Because that's what the birds and stuff thrive on. When they get older like that, they have to cut them down so they can, you know, rejuvenate and get better. But yeah, them birds you probably saw up there, they There ain't no pheasant up there. Those are probably grouse you've seen, because trust me, when them things go up, they sound like thunder. They scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, my wife just said that, yeah. No, my parents had someone, they hired somebody to come up there and clear it out. The DNR didn't have it. Yeah, we own 40 acres, been in the family since the 20s. We used to own all the way down to Lake Huron, but after my great-grandfather passed away, my great-grandmother started selling it off little by little, but kept the 40 acres. But now we only have 39 since they widened, what is that, UF 23.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, they used to have the B-52s up there years ago, up there in, what was it called? Not Alpena. You know what I'm talking about, up there, Oscoda, and then they had them up in the Upper Peninsula. Now all the B-52s are out Louisiana and somewhere else.
Yeah, copy that. I think, K.Y. Sawyer might still have one, but it's on display at their museum, which I've been wanting to go up there to see it. But the one in Oscoda, God, I forgot the name of it right now, but they have a little museum. I was up there last year, I think, year before. But when they had those wildfires, they had one of the helicopters that would drop water. One of the guy, I forgot what they call it, but it was Sikorsky, but they had it, and that caught my eye, so I forgot about the museum and went to see that, and luckily there was somebody around, so they let me in, and I took a whole bunch of pictures. Yeah, I think I posted it on my group last year.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I don't know if I told you, but last year at the air show, we took two from here, and I worked the air show with them, so it felt, and we walked around, and went to the and the pilots are real cool, you know, and the pilots said, hey, if you guys come back later when the Thunderbirds are flying, we'll let you get in there. Yeah, I got to go in the cockpit service. You couldn't believe how tight it is when you're sitting in that cockpit. You have to go up one stairs, and then you got to go up to another level to the cockpit. I mean, I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, they're cool. Portsmouth, my wife just said, that's the name of the base that was in Oscoda.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it was Portsmouth. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, my ex-father-in-law, or my oldest son's ex-father-in-law, was stationed there for some time, and he told me some stories about that place. When the riots started, they told him to stay in his room.
Dang, copy that.
But, yeah, I love those B-52s. They are sweet. I think I remember last year at the air show, it being there, and I think I did go inside it and went into the cockpit, and yeah, not much room up there.
No, yeah, we got to know the pilot. The pilot's real cool. He gave us some patches, and he said, I asked him, I said, when are you taking off? He said, well, we're taking off tomorrow between 10 and 11, so I went over to BJ's over there, and I waited, and there was a guy over there that had a radio like we do. And he heard the control tower. I'll have to send it to you. I got some pictures. I'll send them to you in a video for 26 hours. That was cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome to see. I'd appreciate that. So you say, you collect patches?
Yeah, I got some fire patches. I'll take a picture of them in my fire room. I gotta take a picture of my fire room and send it to you too, but yeah, I got a little bulletin board there. I got some patches from Southridge and fire departments, though, you know, Detroit, all over. You know, I don't have too many, but I got some. But they gave me the patches that they wear on their uniforms. I'll send you some pictures to you. You get a kick out of it.
WRPB 448, is anybody reading? Yeah, good morning, Kurt. You're coming in loud and clear.
Well, good morning. I was just listening to you on the radio Wednesday. I thought my repeater went down.
Yeah, it sounds like you might have a loose connection.
I'm walking around on my kitchen with my handheld right now. I'm not by my base station.
Yeah, copy that. Kurt, meet Kevin. Kevin, meet Kurt.
Well, hello, Kevin. Pleasure to meet you. That's also the name of my brother. It's a great name.
Copy that, yeah. Thanks. Thanks. Nice meeting you, Kurt.
All right, guys. I just wanted to check the radio. I'm going to get here on the side monitor. So, pleasure to meet you, Kevin. And, Sherman, good to talk with you. I will be clear and monitoring. This is WRP. Hey, Kurt Groveland. How are you?
Yeah, Kurt, you're loud and proud. Sounding real good. Just faded out a little bit there, but yes, we heard you. So have a fine one. Yeah, we'll talk to you later. WSTU844. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Kurt, nice talking to you. Nice to talk to you again. WSTU844. Sorry.
Yeah, but getting back to the fire pad, God, I've got a bunch of them that I've collected over the years. Mostly Michigan ones. I do have some from out of state, but I gave them to a friend because I was trying to loosen up some of the collection I have of patches. But yeah, I'm always looking for more. I used to be crazy on eBay getting all the Michigan ones, but I slow down for a little bit. But yeah, I gotta put them in a frame and put them in the spare bedroom. My wife said that I display some of my stuff.
Yeah, well, I got a whole front room of all fire stuff. My wife let me have the front room because we have the back room, which is actually our front room, but it's our back room where we sit. We don't sit in the front room there, so she said I could put all my fire stuff in there. So I guess I'm kind of lucky to have a wife like that.
Oh, definitely. Well, she said I can have the pole barn, but I don't know. The pole barn isn't insulated, and yeah, we went in there last weekend, and there was some moisture in some of the stuff. So I gotta go through my stuff and make sure everything's okay. But yeah, my patches are here in the house, so underneath our bed. But my Matchbox and Hot Wheels are out there in the pole barn. So I'm a little worried about them. But yeah, I gotta go. When the weather gets nicer, I can put stuff outside and go through, and then put it back in when I'm done. So we'll see. But I hate to let you go, but I've got company coming over around noon, so I got some things to take care of. But it was great talking to you, Kevin, and maybe we'll talk to you later. And yeah, send me pictures when you can. I appreciate it. But I'll be clear after your final. WSTU844.
Yeah, 10-4. Yeah, I hope you enjoy your company today. And yeah, make sure you check on those matchboxes because you don't want those to get all rusted up or anything with the moisture. But yeah, I'll talk to you later. I'll probably be around today on the air and hopefully talk to you later. WSHUR 554 clear.
Roger, roger. Yeah, sound real good here, Kevin. You found a good spot in your house to talk, so keep it there. Talk to you later, buddy. WSHU 844, and we are clear.
WSHR 544 clear.
WRYG 808 monitoring. WRZP 544 Sheboygan County Bob. Kurt, you still got that radio on, sir?
Yes, sir, I do. You're loud and clear.
County calling, sir.
WFTV 448, go for dirt.
Here you're moving around in your kitchen. Good copy, brother. I wanted to pass the info. We are up and running back here in Sheboygan after 6 months of being down, so it's good to be back on MIA. And I can't thank you enough for the phone calls and the 10-5s to everybody there, brother. Back to you.
Well, very good. I turned on my phone this morning and I saw your text and I was very, very happy you back online. I hope it stays that way.
Roger that. With the National Guard beginning to arrive, things are slowly getting back to normal. 60,000 plus still without power, outreaching lion areas. They're clearing roads to get into people in country and rural areas. But as for myself, all systems go here, Kurt. We won't tie up the channel. I'm sure we'll talk again, brother. Again, thank you for the phone calls and the 10-5 for everybody. Deeply appreciated, Kurt. So WRZP 544, once again, Sheboygan County, Bob, back on the air. Clear on your final, Kurt.
Well, it's great to have you back. I'm a very, very key member of our community. I'm glad you're well, and I'm glad to see that your area is getting its breath. This is WRZP 448, Chris, Woodland Township, Fort Freedom, and we're rocking today. I am clear.
WFCU 844, Sheboygan Bob, you got a copy on me. Sherman from Lapeer County.
Yes, sir, Sherman, I do. You're 10-5, great modulation. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. I just wanted to say with... It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance and welcome back to our system. It's great to hear a voice far, far away.
Same goes here. Trust me when I say it's a blessing to be back up on the air with the MIA network. We've expended quite a lot of money, and it's glad to be up and have communications again. We were able to establish a communication here with the radio to radio. Slowly but surely, the Sheboygan County repeater is up, and we're still waiting for the local Petoskey repeater. And so all systems go, and as I appreciate the welcome again. And sir, you be safe, and look forward to talking to you again. Roger.
Definitely there, Bob. It is great talking to you, and I'm so glad that everything is well and you're up and running. So, again, nice to make your acquaintance, and, yeah, we will be enjoying talking to you here and there. So I'm going to clear the channel. Like I said, that's a friend of mine. I got some companies coming, so I got to get ready for them. So I'll be clear after final. WSTU 844, welcome back. Have yourself a good one.
You as well, sir. As I said, we had some simplex communication here off the base station and the tower antenna. I did lose a set of beams in the process, but the tower and the antenna up there withstood it. So we're blessed. Good to be back. So, again, a pleasure, sir, and I'm sure we'll do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Again, your call sign is WRZP 544.
Sir, good copy. That is correct.
Okay, thank you, Bob. All right, take care of yourself. WFGU 844, and we are clear.
Okay.
WRYG 808, quick radio check. Just had to reprogram. Want to make sure it's working on it.
Loud and clear in Sheboygan County, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Top of the morning, Bob. Glad to hear you back. WSBD 439, Dave and Fletcher.
Morning, Dave. Trust me when I say it's good to be back. It's great to have that communication corridor open between here and here. So, again, all systems go. The National Guard is here, and slowly things are beginning to get back to normal. So, prepared the storm just well. No power for 5 days. Generator running, the electric blanket and the refrigerator, so we were all good. You take care, and we'll do it again, I'm sure, sir. Always a pleasure. WRCP 544, clear on your final.
Yeah, roger that, Bob. It hasn't had any effect on your station. You sound fantastic as usual. So 73's to take care up there. And one thing I did do is when you were gone, I was able to get my tech license. So I've been kind of over there, over here, over there, over here. So take care. We'll talk to you later. Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta 439, David Flushing, returning the frequency.
Congratulations on getting your ticket punched here, brother. Again, a pleasure. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
I have a couple friends in Lewiston. The ice pictures were unbelievable up there.
I can most definitely testify. It's catastrophic. One of the linemen I spoke with on the job for 35 years, you know, hurricanes come and go, but the devastation he's seen here is, he described as catastrophic. So, as I say, people are still without electricity, some 60,000 plus. The National Guard is going door to door and checking on folks. So slowly but surely we're recovering, and yeah, as you know, us Michiganders, we can go through hell and come out smiling. So you take care as well. WRZP 544.
Yeah, I'm glad they're out helping out, getting cleaned up, and you know, doing their thing for the state. I served 20 years with Air Force and Michigan Air National Guard, and used to go out for floods and everything else. And kind of miss that a little bit at times, but I'm a little bit older now, and I don't want to do that anymore.
I do that. I'm 20 years plus retired Army myself, and like yourself, I'm definitely up in the years. 100% disabled veteran, and I have health aides coming in now here three times a week to help with things around the house and help with my care. So it's good to be back on the air, and again, a pleasure, and thank you for your service as well.
Same to you. Thank you for your service. Yeah, I'm not any old yet. I'm 61, but I'm 90%, and the knees just don't work like they used to, and neither do the feet, but I can still get the job done. It's just a little tougher than it used to be.
I appreciate that, yeah. My 68th birthday is coming up here pretty quick, and yeah, you know, we were young and thought we were invincible, and it takes its toll. So, again, a pleasure. Be safe down there, and I'm sure we'll do it again, sir. And you and yours be safe. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your phone.
Roger that, sir. You stay safe up there. WRYD 808, Hazel Park, Todd, monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WRZP 544, WSBS 459.
WRZP 544. sir. You are hitting the repeater, WRZP 544. And if you kindly would, turn that Roger beep off. The repeater will tone out at the end of your transmission. Over. WRWR 357 monitoring. WRZP 544. 544, is that Bob up in Sheboygan County? That it is, sir. Good to hear you on the frequency. Yeah, my repeater's back online. And since the National Guard is here, things are slowly getting back to normal. Roger.
That's good to hear. What was the National Guard there for?
We had that major ice storm come through up here. It was catastrophic. The disaster and destruction is beyond belief. So our old governor here, she declared a state of emergency, and we've got the National Guard in here starting yesterday morning, and they'll continue until today.
So I was not aware of that. When did this ice storm happen? And you know, what was the it just a lot of downed power lines? Was the biggest hassle, or was there a lot of accidents and stuff?
She hit here the 31st, major ice storm. Thousands and thousands and thousands without power, and again. Thousands and thousands of trees, hundreds of thousands of trees down, as well as power poles snapped in two. And then with, 2 days later, we got our second whammy with a windstorm. So pretty much all the stuff, we have 278 crews from out of state here assisting with the electrical grid. Copy.
Yeah, I copy that. I mean, the area you're up there, and it's you know, it's not like it's the Metro Detroit area. We have, you know, thousands and thousands of people that's in that place. And, yeah, I didn't realize that happened. Hope everyone and you and your family are all right, and that you're, you know, able to survive comfortably through it.
Oh yeah, retired Army, prepared for the worst and hope for the best. The generator kept the refrigerator and freezer going, and had the electric blanket curled up for heat, so all is well. There are folks that they're still trying to reach, clearing the roads and such, but slowly but surely things go back to normal here, I'm sure. Roger.
Well, that's good to hear. We're dealing with, like, 5 straight days of solid rain. It's just to continue. Had some flooding, but nothing major. But hopefully, I mean, it says Monday we're supposed to get a little snow. I was hoping to be done with all this icy winter madness. So we'll see if that happens. But then, you know, the following week we're supposed to warm up a little. So looking forward to that.
Roger that. Yeah, we're ready for spring to sprung here as well. So you and yours be safe, and pleasure speaking with you as always. And I'm sure we'll do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear on your final, sir.
All right, Bob, it was good talking to you as well. And we'll chat again in the future. I was wondering why I hadn't heard John there in a while. Now I know why. This is WRWR 357, just on the side.
WRYS 363, mobile.
station hitting the repeater. You are hitting the repeater, however, you have no modulation. WRZP 544.
WSBM 993-544, Sheboygan Bob, you copy?
Loud and clear, sir. Yeah, Sheboygan County's back up online there, sir. Roger?
Roger that there, Bob. Glad to hear you back on the radio again, my friend. Good hearing you out here, man. We all miss you out here, man. We're glad to have you back on the air. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring, and you have yourself a good day, my friend, and good to hear from you.
Roger that. It's good to be back live on the air after 6 months. During the storm here, were we able to make a few simplex connections, so that was a relief as well. We'll do it again. You be safe, you and yours. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
WSFZ 793
monitoring. Good morning, 793 Dave, WSBM 993.
Good morning, right back to you, 993. Chad, what's happening out there?
Not too much, my friend. Yeah, I wasn't able to hear you at all yesterday when you were transmitting or whatever. You said you texted me, but wasn't getting anything. Were you having radio issues or what?
I don't know. Not that I know of. I ran through. Like I said, I took my watt meter out and watt meter, SWR meter out, and ran through to check the power. I put on the radio and SWR and the antenna, and everything was good. And then last night I was talking to 202, and I had the antenna behind me like I usually do. And I stuck it up in the window, and he told me it sounded much better in the window, so I left it there. I haven't done anything, no, Roger.
Roger that. Well, it's sounding real good today, man. It's sounding real good today. Full quieting, really clear and everything. Everything's sounding really well. I'm mobile right now on the DB20. Hopefully we're sounding all right out your way. Yeah, you're definitely doing really well, man.
Yeah, well, thanks, friend. Appreciate it. Yeah, you sounded good. No problems at all. Once in a while, I can hear just a little pop behind you. Doesn't bother you though, but other than that, it's all pretty much almost full quieting there, okay?
Roger that, yeah, definitely. Well, anyways, man, just want to jump in there real quick and say howdy or whatnot. I'm going to jump back off here and monitor for a little bit and on the side, but we'll do it again. It's good to hear Sheboygan Bob back out there again as well. Anyways, Dave, you have yourself a good one. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
All right, Chad. You have yourself a good one, too. Like I said, it's sounding good. Everything's going good over there for you. So, yeah, it's great that Sheboygan Bob is back, too. Pretty happy about that. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. WSOZ 793, and I'm on the side monitoring. WFEV 448 Perry. You're around WSFZ 793. Okay, I take 448. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring. WRVV 525.
Not sure if someone was trying to hit the repeater there. Just heard one little something, but no audio.
WSOZ 793. Hey, the sirens are going off. What's going on?
There is one spot there.
Two five seven.
I heard hello 525. I heard somebody keying up. I'm not making it through the repeater very well. Yeah, the sirens are all going off over here in Warren.
Yeah, first Saturday of the month.
793, this is WSEZ 387. It's just a monthly test, first Saturday of the month at 1 p.m.
Yeah, roger that. I'm all messed up. I don't know. You're right. It's the first Saturday of the month, and I knew that for the longest time, but for some reason I didn't realize that. I don't know, maybe I'm getting dementia. I thought it was the first of the month they did that. This morning, when I knew all along it's the first Saturday of the month, I don't know what's wrong with me. But anyway, appreciate it, guys. WSOZ 793 on the side monitoring.
I'm not sure which frequency they do it for Macomb County, but I know over here in Oakland County, if you tune to 146.76, you'll hear all the hams checking in. They send people to each of the sirens or whatever, wherever they can go, and just report back and making sure it's rotating and sounding right and all that good stuff.
Yeah, roger that. I heard that, too. I don't know if it's the same frequency, but I've listened to that. I should turn my scanner on anyway. I'm embarrassed, man. I'm sorry, guys. I'll admit, I'm embarrassed. It's the first Saturday of the month. I've known this for years. Every first Saturday, they go off. I know why. I don't know what's wrong with me today, but, I'll chalk it up to dementia. WSOZ 793.
Blame it on the solder sucker. WSGU 844.
We just like to call that sometimers. Sometimes we remember, sometimes we don't. WSBC 462.
Bad Sider Sucker. Bad Sider Sucker. How dare you? You're giving me dementia. I shouldn't be ordering this stuff from China. You're giving me dementia now there. Okay.
Hey, does that crystal scanner still have the right frequencies in that crank up scanner that you have over there, Dave?
Yeah, it's not hooked up though. I don't. I plan on hooking it up. I was planning on hooking it up today and going back listening to it, but I ain't got around to it yet.
Yeah, but is it digital? Because only digital will work in your area now. Over.
Oh, yeah, I know that. No, I didn't buy the scanner. I bought the scanner 5 years ago. It's a unit, then. It goes up to 520. It only goes up to 520 megahertz. But I didn't buy it for, I know, I bought it, I programmed in the 2 meter. I bought it to program in the 2 meter in one bank, GMRS in another bank, air, you know, the air band in another bank. And actually the first bank I had the CB 1-40 in there. I'm going to take that out. But, yeah, that I just turned around and listened to before I even got into this radio, got on the air. I mean, I've been listening to all this stuff there, Roger.
I copy that. Yeah, I've got a bunch of scanners going at one time, and they all have different jobs to do. So, all right, I just want to sneak in there and say howdy to you, and thanks for the info earlier. So, yeah, my cousin should be here pretty soon from Algonquin. So have yourself a good one, and I'll try hollering at you later, WSGU 844.
All right, Sherman. Well, appreciate it. And, yeah, I'm going to hook it up and, you know, try to get over this embarrassment. I'm not even going to try to explain it. I'll just get more embarrassed anyway. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Enjoy your company. Enjoy your weekend there. Sounding good, too. WSFZ, and the S stands for Solder Sucker. And I'm monitoring.
Roger, roger. Yeah, you drink too much coffee. That's what it is. You're too hyper. LOL. Have a good one. Thanks. WSGU 844.
Roger, roger.
WSET 257, radio check.
It's working, 257.
That's that. Appreciate the call back. 257, here.
It's working, if you want the details, it's working, but it's rough. It's a little rough. You got a lot of stuff on you while you're talking there, okay?
Roger that, yeah. Mobile here, so just coming in, we're getting close to the repeater. Yeah, again, thanks for the callback, and 7-7, that's
it. Yeah, all right, man. Yeah, I can tell you're mobile. All right, be safe out there. Have a good weekend. WSFC 793 on the side.
WSGH 92 monitoring.
WRYS 363 monitoring. WSGP 419 monitoring.
WRWS 538 monitoring. WSBM 993, 793, Dave, are you around?
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRZX 218, Bob, hello and welcome back.
Hey, hey, my brother. Yes, sir. Been a long 5.5 months, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. That's a good deal. That's a good deal. And Godspeed you guys cleaning up after all that ice up there, Roger.
Roger that. I'm blessed to be back on the MIH system. We did make several simplex contacts during the catastrophic ice storm up here, but as I'm sure you're aware, National Guard is arriving in numbers. 274 out-of-state utility companies are here in force, so things will begin to get back to normal. Roger.
Yeah, copy that, my friend. Yeah, copy that. Yeah, we're out into Mobile here, so we've got kind of staticky, but we're making it through. Going to head to the ammo store here real quick and get some stuff up on sale there, Roger.
Roger that. You can never have too much ammo in my book. All right, well, you travel safe, and we'll do it again. Most definitely a pleasure and good to hear you again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, as always, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Roger that, Bob. Sound good. All right, we'll talk to you later. Get back on the base station. WRZX 218 in the mobile. We're standing by.
Afternoon. Afternoon, Bob. WIUG 38. 544. WIUG 38, copy.
WIUG 488, WRZC 544. Stranger.
Today.
All systems go. Power was restored in my place 2 days ago. Ran the generator, electric blanket, and the refrigerator and the freezer, so all systems go here, brother.
I'm good to hear you out there. Keep in touch, always. You take care. We'll talk later. WIUG 38.
Roger that, Jack. We appreciate the phone call and text messages during the downtime here in Sheboygan. Sir, you and yours be safe. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear monitoring.
You know I got my ham ticket, don't you?
Congratulations on getting your ticket punch. That's good news.
We'll talk later. Anything you need, no problem at all. Take care. WIUG 48.
Roger that.
WSGT 570. Can I get a signal report, please?
Nobody, no copy on your last air station, WZP 257.
257, this is WSGT 570, T-Reed, how do I sound?
I copy you loud and cleared, 570.
Thank you, 57. Thank you very much. I am outside Micro Center, and I'm going to do my thing. 570 out and clear.
Roger that. Good luck on your shopping.
WRQZ 542, looking for a radio check. WRQZ 542, anybody out there today?
Five four two, I copy you loud and clear here in Farmington. WSET 257.
Thanks for the call back. You're coming in loud and clear. I'm at Birch Run.
WSAF 717, looking for a radio check on the repeater. Anyone copy?
Got a little bit of distortion to you, could be on my end, but I copy you. You're pretty clear. WSGT 257.
Appreciate that, 527. I'm on a handheld right now in a car. Thank you for that radio check. WSAF 717, clear.
WSBM 993, mobile monitoring, Saginaw County.
WSAF 717, this is WRQZ 542.
Yeah, 542, I got you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stop for fuel here. I don't know how far it is from here to your place. 20 miles?
Looks like we got about another 23 miles.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to stop before then. There should be a gas station coming up here. I'll probably stop there. Let me know your address so I'll just catch up to you.
Yeah, no problem. I can stop with you.
We can hop off the repeater, too, if you want to jump to channel 20.
Copy that. WRQZ 542 is clear.
WSAF 717, clear.
WRYS 363, monitoring. WSEG 482, on a handheld, not monitoring.
WRQZ 542, looking for a radio check. Anybody copy out there?
Radio check 542, good.
Thanks for the callback. WRQZ 542 is clear.
WSEC
WSEU 202, and we are mobile. WSEU 202. WRZP 544, you near the radio? And we're clear.
WSA at 717, radio check.
That radio is working.
Good radio check.
WSEU 202. Now the question is my radio working?
My radio is working just fine.
That last transaction, transmission was unreadable. He's trying to say affirmative. too. I heard you say that. WSGU 202, and we're back monitoring.
This is WSAF 717, looking for TRG 514. Are you up there? WSAF 717, WSAF 717, this is WRQZ 542. How do you copy? Yeah, 542, 717, I got you. Copy loud and clear. WSAF 717, this is WRQZ 542. How do you copy? Yeah, 542, I got you. Do you copy me? I'm clear. I'm right at 24. That's great. Hey, give me a radio check back when you get closer to Lapeer or in Lapeer, and let's see how far that repeater goes. When I get to Meyer and Lapeer, but right now you're coming loud and clear, and you're what, about 2 miles away? Yeah, I'm a couple miles from 24, yeah. Pretty long and clear, so we must be hitting the repeater right now, huh? Oh, yeah, we're on the repeater right now. All right, I'll let you go, and I will recontact when I get to Meyer. This is the RQZ 542 on the side. WSAF 717 monitoring.
I think it was 257. You're making a repeater. You got a lot of noise in there with you, though. WRVD 525. I could tell you were talking there, but it was all static, all static. I was trying to say, roger that, your friend diagnosed one with another radio. It is having some issues, so I appreciate the response. It is UG 257 clear.
The WSAF 717. WSAF 717. This is WR2Z 542. How do you copy? Yeah, 542. I got you loud and clear. This is WSAF 717. How do I copy? You're loud and clear also. I'm right in downtown Lapeer. Yep, coming in great. Repeater is really nice. Really happy we got it programmed on your radio. That's a great, great sound. I can try and recontact when I get out of Myers and see how far, I don't know how far I can talk to you on that. Like I said, last summer I was talking to, I think, the repeater owner, almost to Armada. Oh, I was going to say, from your house to Lapeer has got to be, what, a good 10, 12 miles? Oh, yeah. So, but you're going all the way to Mayfield. I'm sorry, Mayville. So you're going to Mayville, I'm going to Mayville. So we're going even farther north.
It is still on the Bayville repeater, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'll recontact you when I come up Meyer and see how far I can talk to you.
Yeah, sounds good. Let me know when you hit 69 and you're headed east.
Okay, how far down is Meyer? Is it off behind Tim Hortons or it's on the west side, right?
Yeah, it's on the west side. I think it's over by Tim Hortons.
The expressway?
Well before 69.
Right. Is it right off of Lapeer? There is an entrance off of Lapeer. It'll take you around the backside of Meyer.
Okay. I'll talk in a bit. WRQZ 542 is clear.
Yep, sounds good. WSAF 717, clear.
WQ2-969, WRD 2336, be copy. USGH 92 monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
is WSAF 717, looking for WRQZ 542. You out there, 542? WSAF 717, trying to hail WRQZ 542. You out there, 542? WSAF 717, looking for WRQZ 542. 542, are you out there? WSAF 717, does anyone copy? Can you get a video check?
Deal's fine, man. WSGI 432.
Appreciate that, 432. Thank you.
WSBM 993 mobile radio check.
Loud and clear, 993 WSGI 432.
Appreciate you, 432 WSBM 993 clear and monitoring mobile.
GG 772 monitoring.
Page 10, Paige, are you on WSBM 993? WSBM 993, mobile, clear and monitoring, Saginaw County.
Station 993, this is WRPB 448. Kurt, do you copy?
Kurt, 448, WSBM 993 mobile. Do you copy? Go ahead.
Hey, I just heard you calling out for our friend Paige, 810. It's been about a week or so since I've talked to them, and have you heard anything at all? Or?
Yes, sir. I'm en route to his house now as we speak. Having him program some Bofang radios for me, handhelds. So I'm actually en route to his residence now as we speak. I know he's been busy working on a lot of different things, so... that's where I'm headed, my friend. Hope all is well your way, and everything's going well your way, Kurt. How's everything going your way today?
Well, you know, I'm having a really good day. You know, it's not all sunny and 70, but, you know, not a bad day. I'm doing well. Yeah, be sure to tell Paige I said hello, and, just kicking back and monitoring today. Was really, really happy to hear Sheboygan Bob is back.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Very, very much so. It's definitely good to hear him back out there again. Absolutely. I will definitely relay that message to Paige as well upon my arrival. Kirk, you take it easy, my friend. Have a good one. Good rest of your Saturday afternoon and evening. And we'll do it again. WSBM 993 mobile clear. And we'll talk at you.
Very good. I look forward to speaking with you very soon. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, Fort Freedom, and I am clear and monitoring.
448, WSCJ 347. Did you say Bob is back on the airways?
Yes, he is. first thing this morning, I turned on my telephone and saw a text from a bunch of smiles and thumbs up for emojis, and he's back on the air, and I clicked on my radio, and there he was. The repeater's up finally after 6 months. Over.
Roger that. Thanks for the info. WSDJ 347, we'll be monitoring too.
WRPV 448, clear.
WSDC 570, WSDC 257, you're out there. WSDC 257, clear and monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, which is testing for a second. I apologize for the conjuncting. WSDM 993, mobile and monitoring, Saginaw County. WRPB 448, monitoring.
Yeah, copy you. You're a little faint, but I can make you out. WCT 257.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, you got some static and you're quiet. I am coming off the Detroit repeater out of Farmington here. WCT 257 here in Monterey.
Last radio traffic, this is WSDU 445. I am on the Sheboygan repeater, and I did copy.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRPB 448, Kurt, Bob, how are you?
I couldn't be any better. I just had the
Mission 6 crew here. They're the folks that provide service dogs for disabled veterans. And, of course, I have one of your dogs. And had about 13 people here. We got everything down, two trees still to come down and get chopped up. And they'll be back tomorrow, so all the tree damage will be cleaned up by tomorrow afternoon. Roger.
Well, very good. I'm happy to hear that you got some help up there. How's the rest of your community faring with all the damage?
During the initial stages, I was out delivering gas, water, and supplies here to the local community. It seems to be still 60% of folks up here still without power.
Well, we'll pray that they get their power restored sooner than later. Other than that, things are going well. I'll bet you're happy as all get out to be back on the radio.
Of course, I owe you a big shout out for keeping in touch and transferring messages for me there. It is. It's good to be back up, as I said. We lost the local Petoskey repeater, the Sheboygan repeater, and of course MIH just came back online. But we were able to make several Simplex contacts during the storm. So again, all systems go here, brother.
Well, very good, and you're more than welcome. I'm really glad I was able to help out and get messages forwarded to you and. Good to stay in touch, and this is what community's about. And I'd like to say that people in our GMRS community are pretty decent. Good job. Other than that, I don't know a whole lot else. So anything to add, Bob? And I'll clear the frequency.
Oh, just again from my family to yours, as I said, we need to passing the messages along to the rest of the MIA. All systems. I'm sure we'll talk again first, and I hope you're still healed up from the old surgery there. But we'll do it again, Kirk. 544, it's your boy, Johnny Bob, on your final.
Thank you, Bob. You have yourself a good night, and I'll be monitoring intermittently, and like you said, we'll do it again. We'll talk soon. This is WRPV 448, Kurt, Roblin Township, Fort Freedom, and I am clear.
WSGN 639 at base, stage 3, copy.
WSBJ 347, welcome back, Bob. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you much, sir. Believe me when I tell you it's good to be back on the air. As I said, I'm sure you've copied some mail here. All systems go here at the home 21. I'm truly blessed to have power when I had it and off the tree. Property, none of them, and they fell to the house, but thank goodness none of them hit the house.
Roger that. Yeah, we were up there in the West Branch area when that storm came through, the first one, and we had a lot of power, or trees and everything down, just like you, well, probably not as much as you guys, but we had trees down and everything around there. Glad everybody's doing okay now.
Yes, now that the National Guard, they come in starting yesterday morning, things are beginning to get back to normal. Fuel, oxygen tanks for those that need it, and then how blessed we are. We've got, 274 out-of-state utility folks up here, and the National Guard basically. Door throughout the community. So we're blessed to have them as well. Roger.
observe that. Roger that.
We won't tie up the band. We'll just, I'm sure, appreciate the re-welcoming, if you will, and I'm sure we'll talk again. You and yours stay safe, brother. Always a pleasure to have you in my receipt. WRCP, WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final.
Copy that, Bob. Copy that. Glad everything's starting to look up there and everything. Have a good one. WSDJ 347. This is Joe. We'll be monitoring the channel.
WSGN 639 to base. Base, you copy.
No copy on your last there, station, WSCP 257.
WSBM 993 mobile. Need a radio check on this handheld here that I just got up and going. Anybody available?
This is 993, this is WRPV 448, loud and clear on that mobile, or handheld, excuse me.
I had two people that doubled there, 448 and somebody else that doubled with each other, didn't really catch much of that, but I did copy that the handheld seems to be working fine, is that correct? That'd be WSBM 993.
Go ahead, other station.
WRZP 544, no, Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir. You are Lima Charlie with Trade Modulation.
All right, guys, appreciate that radio check. Somebody doubled with somebody again as well, and somebody doubled again, so, but I appreciate the radio check from all you guys. Thank you. Just wanted to check this handheld out here to see how to make sure it was working good. So appreciate y'all. WSBM 993, clear monitoring.
WSHR 56.
WRPV 448 clear.
448 WSBM 993, copy.
Yes, I do. Loud and clear. It's like you're standing next to me.
Hey there, Kirk. I just wanted to let you know that I did relay that message over to Paige there. I told him that you said hello or whatnot, so I did give him that message and whatnot. I just wanted to let you know, so just wanted to throw that in there back at you. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring mobile.
Very good. I appreciate that. Obviously, work schedule for Paige is very, very busy. Anyway, loud and clear, WRPV 448, and I am clear and standing by.
Yes, station 218. Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
WRUG 488, WSBM 993, copy.
WRUG 488, go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Jack, just wanted to jump in there and say howdy or whatnot. I haven't talked to you in a while or whatnot. Just wanted to say hi and whatnot, and that's about it. Just not doing too much, just out and about, but just thought I'd jump in there and say howdy or whatnot, and that's it. So you have yourself a good one, Jack. We'll do it again. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Sir, did you get that GB20 program?
DB20 is programmed right now, pretty good for the most part. You know, everything's up and going pretty good for the most part with the DB20. So we're pretty good on that. Roger.
Well, if you're on it, you're sounding good. Anyhow, yeah, I know you got a phone call, so go ahead and get that phone call. Take care. WIUG, 488.
Hey, Roger that. No, right now I'm on a Bolfang handheld right now. UV5G plus, I think it is, or something. I don't know. But anyways, just on a handheld right now. That's it.
And whatnot?
WSBM 993, clear and monitoring, Jack.
Hey, take care. WIUG, 88, clear.
GI-432, mobile and monitoring.
WSGP 419 monitoring.
Monitoring.
Over. Sound a
They're cutting off. Are you inside the house? You're inside the house. Be by the window and hold up your hand held straight up. That way you can talk. Roger.
All right, it's straight up, Jack. Where are you talking from? Over here in Crumpton Hills.
Yeah, now you're doing good. I can hear you. I'm over here in Rochester Hills.
All right, Jack. Thank you.
No problem. Just, you know, hold it up straight and be by the window. Then you'd be free and clear. All right, you take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WRZP 544, good copy, Jack.
Thank you, because I'm on that TREM. You know, it's a USF VHF. I'm not on the Harvest anymore. And I just want to know, this is a 50-watt radio.
She's doing what a 50-watt radio should. Crystal clear communication. She's not over-modulated, so I'd say you've got her nailed down, Jack.
Thank you, Bob, and good to hear you again. I really miss you. All those months, some date. Roger?
Good copy there, Jack. Yeah, we'll make that happen for sure. I can honestly say I miss being able to communicate in this manner. And again, I'm thankful to be up and running again here on MIA.
No problem, Bob. You take care and you have a good evening. What is it by you? Is it like raining? By you there, Bob?
No, Jack, it rained just a little bit this morning. We've had sunshine for the past 2 days, so that's been a blessing as far as the catastrophe that took place up here. But I've been following the weather down there. You guys have been getting wet quite a bit.
It was raining almost all night. Was raining. All right, Bob, good talking to you again. Take care. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. I appreciate the texts and phone calls during the downtime, as always, sir. The better half says thank you for the gift candies. They came in handy during the power outages. Jack, sir, always a pleasure. You be safe. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Don't worry about nothing. Every day you wake up, that's 100% more and excellent, as far as I know. Every day I wake up, or you wake up, or anybody wake up, that is more and excellent, which is good day, good everything. Take care. WIUG 48.
clear, Randy.
Okay, I'm on 59, you know, near Rochester Road there, so I'm probably going too far.
Just saying, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm in the water control, watching the volleyball. So I'm going to go back and then just relax and watch the volleyball back.
From you, Randy. You know I got my hand ticket. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. I heard you talking with some other people earlier in the week, and we had a meeting to congratulate you. That's good news, man. I'll have to. That's a pretty strong job. I'm in to say congrats.
Yeah, well, you know, I just
want
to Randy. Don't worry about it. We'll talk another side too, anyhow. But you're still a little bit crackling because you're driving. Good talking to you. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
Station 772. Station out there, 772. WIUG 48,
copy. Not WIUG 48, clear. WSAA 336, monitoring. Try that again.
I said your signal's coming through loud and clear, but I'm guessing mine isn't. I thought it'd be
Yeah, I caught the first part on the second transmission, and then it went scratchy.
Yeah, I guess we're shooting up again, so. Go.
Copy that. WSAA 336 monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
Doc, you're back in yet.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring Saginaw County.
Good copy here in Sheboygan County, WRZP 544.
Roger that there, Bob. We appreciate you. Sounding good yourself. Hope your night's going good and all is well. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring, mobile.
Systems go up here in Sheboygan County now that the National Guard has arrived. So, yeah, everything's fine here at the homestead. So, all systems go. Be safe out there. Always a pleasure to hear you. WRZP 544.
Roger that, Bob. Appreciate you. Thanks for
WSUP 257, any stations available for a signal report?
WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, sir. Your modulation's fine, you're hitting a repeater, however, you do have some background chirping going on.
Roger that. I appreciate the response. I'm trying to work on this radio. Still not sure what's going on. I appreciate it again. WCT 257 clear.
WYBGA 258.
CJ258.
So you don't want to push it just a couple more times for good measure?